Welcome to Elaine's Kitchen Table. This is where we share tips about business and parenting. Being a mom of three, CEO of the award-winning company Easy Daisies, speaker and educator, you're going to learn the tips and secrets of successful and incredible people. Elaine wants you to be inspired, challenged, and motivated, and that person you want your kids to grow up to be. This is Real Talk for Real Life.
Hi, welcome to Elaine's Kitchen Table, where we talk about how to create better family, health, business, and self. And I am just so honored and grateful to have you joining us here today. And also with us is my husband, Mr. Ron Como. Say hello, Ron.
Hello, people.
Yeah.
Okay. I tricked you.
You did. I thought he was going to say hello, Ron, because that is what my husband would do.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS small business ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. Visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
So, this is an episode about, it's a recap of season 6. And I am so grateful for every single amazing guest we had on season 6 because they all blew me away. And thank you very much, listeners, for your awesome comments and feedback. And I'm just sitting with you and just in awe and just so grateful. So thank you. Thank you so much. So as we were reviewing these episodes, my husband and I were saying, look at that. There's some overlapping themes upon each of these podcasts, episodes in season 6. And let's just do a really quick review because you know what, ladies and gentlemen who are listening, if you haven't caught each and every one of these episodes from season 6, we are going to give you a little highlight and a little teaser about them because you definitely want to tune in because they're incredible people. I'm just so humbled that they were our guests.
Yes. You know those, when you see a movie trailer and then a few weeks later, you're not sure if you've seen the movie or not because the trailer tells you the whole movie. We're not going to do that.
Okay.
We'll just give you enough because we think these episodes, we're proud of these episodes and think they should be listened to for sure. This was a totally awesome season. And what was the main theme of the season going in before you had recorded any episodes?
Yes, absolutely. So because we were on a little hiatus because I had health issues, a stroke, and I had stroke rehab for 7 months and an awesome, incredible stutter. So we had that pause and while I was reflecting over the last little while, I thought, you know what? I'd like to come back with this podcast with a major theme of create better. Because you know what? That is what life is about, right? Our passion, each of us has a passion to help people create better, whether it's create better health or create a better business or better family life or just better self, self-improvement, self-healing, self-love. And that is what we are going with. And that was the start of how I thought to invite certain people to be our guests.
And it worked out pretty good, I thought, because there was a whole lot of talk about, an actionable talk about creating a better life for yourself and those around you.
Absolutely. So what was that first thing we want to talk about, Ron?
Create better.
Well, okay.
Remember? Well, why don't you just briefly mention the first episode of the season? Because we knew what we were in for there because it was you talking.
Yes,
it was not an interview.
That's right. And I'm going to say my husband made me do it. And it was a conversation about, well, he called it the one where I had a stroke.
Episode 87.
That's right. Don't worry, folks. I'm not going to cry right now. But it was basically me summarizing some huge lessons I have learned. And I actually learned them during stroke rehab. 7 months of being with incredible people who I'm going to call it the second, the other bucket list, right? Instead of them sharing with me how they want to swim with dolphins, because that was never on their list. It was how they just wish they could dance with their wife one more time or have lunch with their son that they don't talk to anymore, and learning to put our time and energy where our heart is. So lots of amazing lessons that have now changed the way I do business and do life.
And aren't you glad I made you do that episode?
Sure.
Because based on the feedback, like there was people commenting on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, whatnot, saying, oh, they were bawling their eyes out as they were listening to this episode. Because it's a very human, universal human episode. And we all go through tough times in our life. And that was obviously a very tough time in your life. And I think people really resonated with it. So I'm very glad that you put it out there, especially as your first episode back after 2 years off.
Yes, no, I'm absolutely humbled and so grateful for you, listeners. So thank you. Thank you so much for the feedback we get on social media and in emails. I'm just always grateful and honored. Thank you. So when we came up with the theme of Create Better, and it's almost like a rebranding of the podcast, it was crazy how quickly names came into my head of guests that I would love to have, like Vanessa LaPointe, Dr. Vanessa LaPointe, who, I mean, I love this woman, and she is amazing. She's a child psychologist who has written several books, who is asked to speak everywhere, and she is dear to my heart because she always recommends Easy Daisies, my daily visual schedule, to families, and I'm just so grateful for her. And, you know, that was an easy one for how to create a better family, and I thought better business. So many names flooded, including Tony O'Brien, who shares like strategies of ways to watch your back in business. That what episode is that, Ron?
Episode 95, 11 Ways to Protect Your Business with Tony O'Brien.
That's right.
Lots of great advice for
small business owners. You work so stinking hard for what you have built. And, you know, it is hard because I know and I understand that you have to wear all the hats, but let someone else watch your back. And that's what we talk about. There's so many great speakers. Let's keep going.
All right. We'll keep going. So every episode was about Create Better. Absolutely. You succeeded in that for sure. And we, like I say, we highly recommend you listen to all of them to get all of those gold nuggets of information. So big theme number one that came through after we looked back on the episodes was, we're going to call it small habits every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I could think of several podcasts during this season where several of our guests talked about making small habits, because making those small, healthy habits will make a huge lasting impact. And it's almost like compound interest, right?
Or a snowball.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And so, for example, episode 88.
With Greg McEwen.
Greg McEwen. Absolutely humbled to have this gentleman on. He is the author of a New York Times bestselling book called Essentialism. And he talks about how less, but better.
Yes. He talks about less, but better. But he also talks a lot about go smaller.
Yes.
Which is sort of the small habits or small steps every day. It was amazing how many people said, you know, in almost the exact same words. We're looking back, like everyone's saying the same thing without being asked the question. It's obviously a universal theme. Yeah. And Greg's entire New York Times bestselling book, Essentialism, is about exactly that, breaking life down into bite-sized pieces that are doable and getting it done, rather than being overwhelmed and never getting anything done.
And why? This is why I love his book. And the bottom line, like if I could say the best quote from this book is, for me, is you want to master the less but to better so that you can understand and have a life by design and not by default. To live a life by design and not by default, right? How many of us are running the rat race and of just like juggling everything, and our time is dictated by what we have to do, what we have to be at, where we have to go. But it doesn't. It doesn't have to be all about the have to's, but it should be about I choose to, right? And I want to live that life where I can say I choose to do something rather than I have to do something.
Absolutely. And if you or anyone you know finds yourself, your small habits every day are the habits you don't want to have, like you've got so much you want to do, so much that needs to be done, so you feel overwhelmed, you don't know where to start, and you start every day saying, this is going to be the day I do it. And at the end of the day, you're curled up in a corner eating potato chips and watching Netflix, which you didn't want to be at. You wanted to accomplish something that day. Highly, highly recommend that episode 88 with Greg McKeown.
Yeah, so I'm talking about episode 90, which is a lovely woman who also came to the top of my mind when I thought of parenting. How could I not ask Anne Douglas to be on my podcast? She is the parenting expert on, oh goodness,
CBC Radio.
CBC Radio. She is a multi-author. I don't even know how many books this incredible woman
has. I think she had lost track, but it was more than 25, I believe.
Yes. And her and I were chatting, and she is going to be a future guest, and we're going to talk about how to write a book. And I'm so excited about that because I could name, like, I don't know, 10 friends who would love to write a book. And I cannot wait to have her share about that. But coming back to small habits every day, Anne was sharing how, for her own health, her own physical health, mental health, she goes on a walk every day. And it just clears her mind. And it just is a great time to get brand new ideas and just making that choice of a habit of taking a walk. I love that.
Mm-hmm. And she had lots of, obviously, great parenting advice. And a lot of it relates back to doing a small right thing that has a compound effect.
Yeah.
And of course, that can go both directions. So you want to get yourself going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And Miss Erica M., love this woman. And it was very cute. Just yesterday, I was in the driveway talking to a friend's dad, and he's telling me that he's listening to the podcast and how he's enjoying it so much. And then he stumbled upon the one with Erica M., and he was telling me in a gushing way that he used to have a huge crush on this woman when she was the video DJ for Much Music. Very cute.
Mm-hmm. And she talked about, obviously, lots of great stuff, but as far as small habits every day, I do remember her talking about paying attention to how you feel during the day. Mm-hmm. Does something, listen to your gut. Does something make your gut feel good or bad? And try to gravitate towards the stuff that feels good. And eventually you can find a way to do more of that, whether it's a hobby or whether it's a way of making a living.
Yeah. And what I love about this woman is how honest she is. And she was sharing how, like, she just kicks mom guilt to the curb because she wants her children to learn that there is value in being a woman and being a mom, and that moms deserve a night out. And she has been doing like a book club for like 16 years or so. And that's her time, even though her son will be like, no, mommy, stay home. And she will say, no, you know what? I need to do this, and I will have a play date with you another time. This is mommy's play date. And I love it because, you know what? Moms, if you are out there and you are listening, you deserve to take care of you. You deserve to have your own play date, and it's okay because you're teaching your children that you are respecting yourself.
You know what? It just reminded me of another theme through the season that we hadn't written down to talk about here, but it was what I call an air quote self-care. Mm-hmm. I actually learned a lot by listening, as particularly to your female guests, of like self-care is not just getting your nails done or doing something to escape from real life. It's taking care of yourself, right, like the book club that Erica goes to, so that you can take care of everybody else as well.
Right. Absolutely. Is there another one you want to talk about?
As far as small habits every day, I would go to episode 92. With Dr. Vanessa LaPointe, Discipline Your Kids Without Damage.
Yes, and I love this episode because it was very revealing on child discipline. And she is an author of several child psychology books, but the one we talked about particularly here was parenting.
Discipline Without Damage.
That's it. Yeah. Discipline Without Damage. And we talk about different forms of discipline, from like, you know, timeouts to like chore charts or reward charts to you name it. But the main theme was about connecting with your kids. And we didn't just talk about connecting with our kids. It's about being human and making a connection with other people and how to relate. And when you listen, and it will make you laugh, because she talks about relating it to us as adults. Like, someone all of a sudden takes away a privilege and someone tells you, okay, tomorrow you cannot have coffee. I'm taking all your coffee away. How would you feel? And it's quite dramatic, at least for me, because I love coffee. But it is a great episode. So making small connections that add up to a lifetime of happiness.
And I will say, must listen episode number 92. It is already one of the most downloaded episodes, one of the fastest downloaded episodes ever. It's been super popular. Mm-hmm. The next episode after that was episode 93 with Brian Dixon, mm-hmm. Entitled How to Set Your Prices to Increase Income and Impact. So you can guess that's more of a business type episode, but it was also, a lifestyle Absolutely. Episode as well.
And he is the author of a book called Start With Your People. And just an incredible book to read, because it's one of those books that you put down right away because you want to act on a lesson. I remember doing that. I was reading about it, gratitude, and how you should act on that immediately. So I actually did. I put it down and I texted three different people to tell them what I appreciated about them just right then and there. And it is about valuing, making people feel valued, and just incredible.
Yes.
Personally and in business.
Yep. And he talked about the concept of number your days, where you'll actually just pick one key performance indicator in your personal life. Put the number on it of how many times a day you do it, and the number of how many, and then either increase it by one if it's a good habit, or decrease it by one if it's a bad habit, and track that until you get it as high or as low as you need it to be.
Yes. And I love that. And I remember him saying that, you know, just pick one thing and then add one. So whether it is, you know, let's say your health and you drank 5 glasses of water yesterday, today you're going to add one more and make it 6 glasses of water. If you only had 3 customers yesterday, work hard to get 4 today. That's all it is. Add one. Pick one thing and add one.
If you smoked 20 cigarettes yesterday, smoke 19 today.
Or none at all.
Well, that's the whole point. Yes. It's a lot easier to get to 19 than to get to 0.
Absolutely. And of course,
some think that UPS only ships for large businesses. Well, I can tell you that's not true. My name's Elaine Tancoma, owner and founder of Easy Daisy's Daily Visual Schedules for Kids. And I know firsthand that their goal is to help small businesses succeed and grow. Not only do they offer discounts up to 52% or more off of shipping rates, even if you only ship once in a while, they also have a team of UPS small business ambassadors specifically there to help small businesses get started. It's free to open a UPS account and to get your discount. There are no shipping minimums to get this great offer. Plus, they have just about every service and tool to help your business grow in Canada and abroad, and work directly with many organizations like mine to learn more about what we need and to help. So visit ups.com and learn more and receive your discount today. This is a paid advertisement.
One of my favorite lessons was from Tara Tang, Miss World Canada.
Episode 94.
That's right. And she's talking about making social smart choices, I'm going to say.
What, like socially responsible?
Yep, ethical choices. Yeah, socially responsible choices. When you start by making small little choices in what you buy, for example, what you consume, what you don't throw away, what you can reuse, it makes a large impact. By making one small choice every day on what you wear, what you're purchasing, makes a global impact. Love that.
Mm-hmm. I think Tara said almost the exact same words as a couple other people too about small choices every day, which is where we really clued into the, that's a big theme with the people that you chose for this season. And it just shows that it's obviously something to pay a lot of attention to. Mm-hmm. I will also say that you shared out that little clip of exactly what you were talking about from the episode, and it got shared on social media so many times. Obviously, I guess in 2020 in particular, it's a message that really resonates with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And less but better, right? Let's talk about that theme.
All right. Well, actually, before that, there's one episode that we haven't discussed on our list. It's called a special episode. No number on it. It's called the, in brackets, surgically repaired, and brackets, heart of Elaine. That was a surprise episode.
Yes.
But what I want to say about that one is, along the theme of, I read recently that amateurs have a goal and professionals have a process or a system. And what that means is, along the lines of the theme of this season, is if you have big goals, but you have no way to get there, you're not going to get there.
Right.
But if you come up with a system or processes to get there, it's going to happen much more naturally. So what happened here, this is a testament to the system you have. Well, I'm going to say system, the process you have of treating people, because it's you make small decisions every day to value people. So I know I see this every day. I see it happening. So I contacted some of your mompreneur friends and asked them to wish you a happy birthday, send a little video to wish you a happy birthday. And I remember when I sent out the email, I said, just wish Elaine happy birthday, you know, short little 30-second video, and maybe say what she means to you. And I'd put, and what she means to your business. And then I deleted the part about what she means to your business. I just wanted them to speak from the heart, whatever they wanted to say. And then the messages came in, and there's all sorts of people saying, oh, wow, Elaine, saying all sorts of nice things about you, but also about what you mean to them and what you've meant to their business. And it just came naturally.
Yes. And it made me cry. Everyone made me cry. And thank you, Ron. That was so sweet. And it was an incredible birthday gift. And I'll probably cry now. And it just blew me away. My kids sat with me as we watched on TV, as my husband gave me a card and he said the second half is on the screen. And these incredible women who just spoke from their heart just blew me away. Yeah.
And the point of that was, I did not have to beg anyone to do it. I did not have to trick anyone into doing it. I simply put out an ask and the stuff came flying back. And that is because your process of how you treat people every day has that huge snowball effect. So that fit right in with the season two, I thought.
Oh, thank you. That was very humbling. Thank you so much. All right.
Less but better. That's sort of rolled into small habits every day.
Yes. And Greg McKeown, that's his thing, right? Less but better. But such an incredible, profound, short sentence that is hugely impactful.
Mm-hmm. And it's all about trimming away what is unnecessary in your life.
That's right. Because not everything is important and not everything is urgent. And that is okay. Just realize that and just choose to do one thing, right? It's not the have to's, but it's the choose to. Yeah.
And along the part of what I noticed in the theme of the season two was, like, we had several people talking about the same subjects in maybe slightly different ways. And a lot of what Greg had to say, I had heard from other people in the past. But when you hear it in his words, I found in particular his book and his interview really speaks to me. For whatever reason, he and I are on the same mental wavelength. Whereas another person that I read a book 10 years ago and read the same thing, maybe didn't hit. He also said, when the student is ready, the teacher appears, which is why sometimes when you hear something many times, when it's the right time, it's going to sink in.
Yes. So you remember that, honey, because my husband will joke and he'll hear me tell him about what someone else told me and that I just was so excited to and hear about. And my husband's like, finally, I've been telling you for so long.
Didn't that happen yesterday?
And then he'll like tell that person, can you tell my wife this? Because she seems to hear it when you tell her. You're so funny. Okay.
That did happen yesterday. The rule of 72.
I don't even know what you're talking about. But yes, less but better. So Anne Douglas, you thought that she also touched on the theme of...
Yeah, she and you, because one of your big themes of the season is about single tasking. Mm-hmm. And I think you and her had a really good conversation about focusing on your child, on a child, depending on how many children you have, but especially focusing on one at a time, mm-hmm. and single tasking, meaning, you know, being present with, how do you say it, your whole face, with your child and doing something with them. And that is what they're going to remember in the future.
Absolutely. And of course, Mr. Brian Dixon, you touched on this already with picking that one thing you want to grow and work on and just do the plus one.
Mm-hmm. And if you have 15 things that you want to focus on and you want to grow, you're just going to get, the garden of your life's going to be a bunch of weeds. You got to narrow it down to what's most important and then build out from there.
That's right. And, you know, I think of those large ships with being that 1 degree difference, you know, and in a week, you will be vastly, how am I explaining this? The radius is
you might be on a different continent a week later.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. So the other theme that we were not expecting, at least I was not expecting, but came through loud and clear was, and maybe it's because of the year 2020, was mental health.
Absolutely. But this absolutely fits in so very well with create better family, create better business, create better health and self. Because all of it, your business, your family, yourself, your health, is actually about mental health. Everyone has mental health issues, every single person. And my guests were incredible. And, you know, I wasn't even expecting some of the conversations to head towards mental health. And it naturally happened. And I think of Tanya Jashan in episode 91. This is an incredibly inspiring woman, mom, entrepreneur, fellow Dragon Den winner. And, you know, we talk about people pleasing and I share very openly that I'm a recovering people pleaser. It doesn't mean that I'm not a people pleaser. It means that I make conscious decisions
every day
to not people please, like to not let my choices be guided by people pleasing.
Yeah. Cause it's not that you're against people being pleased. You don't make that the number one reason to do something, mm-hmm. especially something you don't want to do.
Yeah. And that it's okay to seek help when you're struggling. And Tanya has an incredible broad conversation about that on our episode. And I'm just very honored.
Yes. That
she shared.
That episode is titled From a Cup of Tea to a Direct Sales Empire, mm-hmm. Tips and Strategies from Tanya Jashan of Sipology. And there is tons of great information on how she built her business from zero to over $20 million a year, which is obviously a really big accomplishment. She was named Canada's Female Entrepreneur mm-hmm. of the Year, all that stuff. But in the middle of that conversation is this really powerful talk about mental health.
Absolutely.
That is well worth listening to.
Yes. And the same with Erica M. I have an incredible conversation there about mental health as well with our children, with our family. I think of Ann Douglas as well, talking about mental health issues as a mom or children with mental health issues and how important it is for us to just hear our children and, you know, not over talk them, but hear our children.
And if you're feeling down in the dumps and you think you're the only person who has bad stuff happening to them or has, you know, issues to struggle through and you feel alone, I would highly recommend listening to that one. The stuff that Ann Douglas has gone through and come out the other side with an amazing outlook and attitude.
Amazing.
My jaw hit the floor when I heard that interview.
Amazing. Yeah, just incredible people. Miss Tara Tang, Miss World Canada. This is a woman who bears it all to just a raw conversation about, you know, leaving nothing unexplored about yourself, confronting things in ourselves that we wish weren't there. Just incredible. And how one small decision makes a huge impact in our world. Yeah.
funny how that keeps coming back to that. Yes, some strong mental health talk there as well. She's also a mental health advocate, as are several of the people that you interviewed this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great guests. I can't wait for season 7 too. So excited about that. And just a little hint about season 7. We are going to have a series called Mom Makers. And I have incredible women, whether they're entrepreneurs or women who are just outstanding in their field, who are just going to share their tips, their secrets, their strategies. And you definitely want to tune in, whether you are a mom, a product creator, an entrepreneur, an educator. You just want to definitely tune in.
So depending when you're listening to this, season 7 is either coming up or it's already here, and it's going to be episode 96 and onward. Wow, almost up to 100 episodes.
Yay. We'll definitely celebrate.
Yes, for sure. So would you say season 6 was a success?
Yes, an honor and to have done it. And I want to say thank you to my husband, because I cannot do these without him. So thank you very, very much. There's so much back work on creating these podcasts and presenting them. And I just want to say huge gratitude to you, our listeners, because I'm just so honored and grateful for you. And thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this podcast. And thank you for the reviews. And if you could kindly leave a review, I'd be so grateful and so honored, because that helps us to show up higher in iTunes and Spotify. So thank you. Thank you. And thank you with all my heart.
All right. Well, I guess we're signing off of season 6 here.
We are. So looking forward to having you join us on season 7. Thank you so much, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Are you tired of being stressed out in the mornings and frustrated with nagging at your kids to get things done so they can get out the door faster in the morning? Are you too busy or just don't know how to help your kids to make good habits stick? Well, let's get our kids organized and independent and cooperative and into routine with Easy Daisies, magnetic daily schedules for kids. Easy Daisies was created by me, Elaine Tan Como, a school teacher and a mom of 3. By parent demand, to help kids get out the door faster in the morning and have easier days. These fun magnets with everyday activities allow your children to take part in planning their day, which makes things smoother for everyone, especially mom. Now, all the illustrations were drawn by me to make it simple enough for children who are non-readers, whether they are 2 or 12, to feel that accomplishment and that confidence in completing their tasks. And there's comfort in knowing what comes next, so there are no meltdowns and tantrums. Now, I've had happy moms email me telling me awesome things like getting 20 minutes of extra sleep every day because of Easy Daisies, that they just love that their kids are brushing their teeth without being told over and over, eating their breakfast, getting their socks and shoes on, and waiting at the door with their backpacks all ready to go. So if you want to check out Easy Daisies, I'd be honored at www.easydaisies.com and use this promo code ELAINE15 to save 15% on your entire order today.